Welcome. No. Welcome to the 13th. Is it the 13th? I 13th, can't remember.
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it?
Whoa. Yeah, whoa. It is.
13th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
I'm Kyle.
And we have drinks made by Rebecca today. Wow. Woo. For those who can't see, it looks like milk.
But this
it's milk.
This much percent of adult beverages and then coconut milk. Just very.
It's a little topper.
It's a recipe. Mm.
It's
old recipe really from my grandma.
And Pinterest.
Yep, and Pinterest. Her page.
I gotta talk about some boring things at first. Two weeks ago, we opened up photo shoots for Anime Central in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Those are open now. For Saturday, there's only one spot left.
Already?
So if you want Saturday, better bingo your way over to the website.
Bingo.
then last week we opened...
Last week we opened Fanime. And that one's still, I mean, it's medium open. I'll say that. Just go to leakcosplay.com. There's two separate posts. One called photo shoots available for Anime Central. Photo shoots available for Fanime. And it'll have all the information, including pricing and boops about what we do. And examples of our portfolio if you don't know who the hoo-ha we are. So tell...
You're welcome to the podcast if this is your first one.
Your friends.
Yes.
The end. I had to talk about that. I had to do it on all our social media bits, and this is the last one I needed to do it on.
So. We're social media?
Mm-mm. We're social, yeah, and it's media.
Ah, I see. That works very well.
Facebook.
I don't know. Yeah.
Instagram.
You tweeted?
I tweeted it. Well, yeah, I tweeted it.
Are you sure?
That was it. Oh, I think I need to Tumblr the Fanime one.
Oh, yeah, we haven't done that.
I tumbled
the Anime Central one, but I don't think I tumbled. No, I did. Never mind. See, I can't even remember. There's two... many social medias to keep up with that I can't even remember which one I've already done.
That's when you tweet blast everything.
and then
eventually someone just posts on Facebook, okay, let's link these guys on Facebook.
That's when you just unlike it. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I like Instagram though, because like you can just look at all your images all in a complete pile and you don't have to like sort through anything. It's like, there it is. I already did that. Done.
Yeah. Speaking of done images though, we have...
SokoroCon
almost done?
Yeah.
Just one more shoot left over?
I have one image from one shoot left, and then one full shoot left over for day three, and that's it.
They're looking pretty good. I was looking at them last night and the night before. They're pretty good. A lot of really interesting photos in there.
Yeah, thank you.
Playing with color a lot more, I see, this year.
Nope. Better lighting this time around. That's what that big softbox is doing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of, orange and blue lights now, especially for Ashley.
Oh, you mean the flash, the gels?
We've always done
the gels.
No,
we've just done them differently.
We've
played a lot more intensely now before.
Yeah, we kind of let off on the gels recently, so we're kind of getting back into the gels.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, but thank you, yeah. Lillian's Riri cosplay, the girl you met, her Moogle cosplay is really getting around on the internet.
Yeah, so. It got shared on that one site.
Yeah, it got shared on a blog, and it's really interesting cosplay. So if you haven't seen it, you should. She won the cosplay contest.
Oh, right.
So.
Oh, she did.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah. So, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's even my aunt on my Facebook was like, "Where can I get one of those Moogles?" And then she's like, "What is a Moogle?" I was like, maybe Lillian can start a Moogle business.
Well, that's cool that she won the contest,
though.
They
looked perfect.
Yeah, they did look really good.
Well, if we shot her at night, too, they'd light up, too.
Yeah, their little antennas light up. We shot her in the middle of the day, so.
She's such a jerk.
I know.
Wait, that kind of reminds me of Pinkman now, you know? Like the Pinkman with like the feather or the leaf on the head.
Pinkman? It's PS game. As a PlayStation.
No, GameCube. I think it's a GameCube game.
Oh, yeah, GameCube.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very cool.
Ooh, wow.
Yes.
Anyways, yeah. Excellent. Yay. Trying to get them done as fast as I can, but my editing's getting slower but better. Yeah.
That's good. That's quality over quantity. I think that's what everyone always says. Instead of just in contrast up, clarity up.
Yeah.
So now.
Yeah. So I feel bad for the people who have to wait longer, but I'm trying and I'm almost done. Almost done. Early this week, it'll be done. La la. Anyways, did you guys see any of the new trailers that came out this week?
Yes.
All
of them. Oh my gosh. The Star Wars one was amazing.
Did you see the... Nope. Did you see the Star Wars one, Rebecca?
No.
Ugh.
I knew it came out. No, I don't give a shit.
It was awesome.
Well,
the feels, man.
And I saw people, I saw reaction photos.
Oh, really?
Reaction videos of people watching the trailer.
Oh my god.
Okay, I've seen everything about it.
Videos of people watching it?
Yeah, and they like are freaking out.
That's bullcrap. I call it shenanigans.
It looks really cool. Like a lot of special effects and like normal, not CGI effects, you know.
To me, it does have the older Star Wars feeling, which I think a lot of people, that's what they're freaking out about. But I like Star Wars more than Star Trek.
Yeah.
But I didn't like start, you know, because it was a teaser trailer, so there's not much going on. But I mean, it'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I think for me, like when I watched it, the thing that kind of caught my eye was like the CG looked really good, and anywhere there wasn't CG, like especially that scene where they're in like it looks like they're in Imperial ship, and there's like TIE fighters blowing up around in the docking bay. That looked real.
That was the engine, by the way.
Was that the end? No, but there was a TIE fighter there.
Into the engine.
No. Not that one. Anyway, that was the end. That was the end.
But regardless,
it looked good.
The CG all looked pretty good. CG was good,
and then they had a lot of real effects too, like actual like explosions and stuff. Yeah, so it looked really cool.
Sorry, I had to break up the fight with a loud noise.
Fight.
And what was the other one? The Batman versus Superman.
So it got leaked. Like someone, you know, just did a cam in the movie theater. Sure. And then I think they officially released it because the trailer that Kevin and I have seen is really high quality. So I'm just going to say they said fuck it and just released it earlier than they were going to. I'm not into that one at all.
No, I'm not either. It's too HDR'd. Like, if anything. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like.
To me, okay.
And Ben Affleck's playing Batman.
Okay, and that's what I was saying. I thought they were rebooting Batman again already with Ben Affleck.
That doesn't bother me as much.
I forgot he played it before.
Yeah. No, I mean, he didn't play it before.
He didn't?
No.
George Clooney did.
Yeah. That was a crappy one.
I like Batman and stuff, but this whole Batman versus Superman idea, like at the end, he's like, do you bleed? It's like, oh, shut up. Get out of here.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like rich guy versus
alien, literal superhero.
Like the guy's just rich. Batman's just rich. That's his superpower. Like, okay,
he has a lot of money, so he can build
all
the
Iron Man. I'm rich, so I get to do this shit. Yeah. You know, not up against Superman just doesn't seem.
Wait, Iron Man's Marvel, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So basically, Batman is like DC's version of Iron Man, or vice versa. Rich kind guy of. In outfit.
Yeah,
equal but, superhero,
but different backgrounds.
Yeah, exactly. No, I know they have their stories are completely different. But, the base idea is the rich man builds these things to help the
people
world
out.
Help him fight.
Yeah, but the difference is I think Iron Man is more verbose, obviously about his character than
verbose.
Or about his like he's much more like I am Iron Man. It's a Batman kind of in the shadows. Batman kind
that's
of
true.
Man.
Yeah,
Iron Man's like I'm here, people.
Yeah.
I'm going to save the day.
He has an ego.
Exactly. Yeah. But it'd be pretty interesting to see what they do with that movie because, I mean, it's hard for me to understand. I'm sure there's comics. Like, there's got to be comics about it.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're basing
it on. I'm trying to figure out how in any world would. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Lex Luthor is rich, and he's like the arch nemesis of Superman. That's the exact same concept.
But isn't he from a different
planet? No, Lex Luthor is human, but he's really rich and makes these really cool things that just like,
take down
Superman. I
know the least about Superman, I think. I think that's the one I know.
So I don't think we follow
the least.
Well, we never read DC stuff, I feel. Like, DC was more. Was older than I believe we are. We were more of a Marvel
generation.
They had
that TV show, the Superman TV show on the WB
when we were growing up.
Oh, you mean Smallville?
Was that what it is? Smallville? Yeah,
you're talking
probably.
About Smallville? Yeah, with the teenagers and the poops around.
Was that was supposed to be
Smallville.
About Superman,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it is
an origin story.
Yeah,
and there's Lex Luthor and everything.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. That's the one I'm thinking
Lex Luthor.
Man, okay, I think that show just ended recently.
I think it did.
Yeah, it was like 10 seasons.
I was surprised at how long it was on TV.
Yeah, I can't imagine like what they kept doing. Like, well, he keeps fighting this guy over and over.
Was
and over
it the
again.
Same people?
No, I think they changed the enemy after a while. But I think Superman stayed the same. But
what do you think, Rebecca? Who do you think would win? Who do you think would win against Batman versus Superman?
The world.
I think Aquaman would win.
Hey, they're making that movie too.
Oh my god, what are they gonna do with that?
Didn't they show the outfit that they were building for it? It's a pretty cool outfit. It's not the stereotypical Aquaman underwear over your tights situation.
Oh god. He calls the ocean friends.
I'm not gonna watch it now. Right. Have you guys seen Daredevil?
Oh, I can't.
The Netflix?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't watched it yet, but people are.
Yeah,
freaking
people are
out.
Saying
that. That just come out?
It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original show
series,
or whatever.
Yeah. And did you guys go see the movie they made like 10 years
with
ago?
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck.
Oh, I don't even remember who was in it, but it was like the worst thing ever.
Yeah.
Like,
every Ben Affleck movie is.
I mean, it was
but
absurdly
they
bad.
All I heard was good.
Hmm?
You said every Ben Affleck movie was bad.
What is it? Geely?
Gone Girl.
Is he in that one?
Yeah, yeah. With Jennifer Lopez, yeah. Or whatever.
Terrible. Anyway.
Oh, so I just think this is like an apology, but maybe a good one.
Maybe.
Oh, Daredevil?
Yeah.
What's Daredevil's superpower?
He's blind.
He's blind, but he can hear very well. He's basically what Batman is supposed to be.
What's his superpower? He's blind.
He's blind and doesn't care what he does. He's a Daredevil.
Yeah.
So do you think in the Batman versus Superman movie there's going to be a winner, or do you think they're just going to team up and fight something else?
Oh, which girl winner.
Are they fighting?
A winner.
Oh, he's a wiener. Wiener. I was like,
a wiener.
Well, me too. Maybe you know who has the biggest wiener in the end.
But which girl are they going to be fighting over?
No.
Do they both get the girl at the
What's
end,
her
or
name?
Are they going to switch girls?
Lois Lane.
There's
yeah.
a swap.
Yeah.
I don't know, because to me, Batman versus Superman is like Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner.
What?
Yes, because Roadrunner just goes.
They used to always have the verses, and no one ever won. It was like, well, bye bye. Oh no, not Wile E. Coyote. It was the little mouse that ran really fast.
Oh, Tom and Jerry.
Oh,
No,
Speedy Gonzales.
Yes, Speedy Gonzales versus Roadrunner. They would. I remember when I was a kid, they played up this one episode where they're like, they're gonna race.
Yeah,
and no one won.
Of course.
It made me upset. And so, to me, Batman versus Superman is going to be like, one wins.
They're going to team up at the very end.
There's
going to be some ultimate enemy at the very end that leads into the next movie. And they're like, all right, we got to fight together now.
Yeah. So, I would be more happy if one of them died.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like Batman's in you.
Yeah.
Or something. Whoever.
Or Superman's going to go home.
Sorry.
That's what's going to happen.
No, I know the least about Superman, so yeah. I'm not interested in Superman, actually.
What about Deadpool? That movie's coming out pretty... They're filming that.
Ryan Reynolds.
God damn it. See, my
that
head.
That is a good...
Ryan Reynolds and Ben Affleck are the same person.
No, man. Ryan Reynolds is, like, way better.
They switch. You can interchange their faces and it's the same person.
Oh, man. That Deadpool movie is so good.
Wow. Because that's not, like...
They look so similar.
They don't.
Anyways. Okay, I don't know if you guys are watching out the window, but there's a set of balloons that got accidentally set free.
Oh,
and now
I
they're just floating away.
By the
poor child.
Man, I haven't been watching out the window.
Aww.
I'm not getting the point of this at all.
Yeah. You're ruining it.
Sorry.
Jeez.
Yeah. Anyways, someone was in... It looked like a Barnes & Noble from the picture, but someone found a puzzle of Yaya Han.
What?
And
no,
like, it was a 1,000-piece puzzle of Yaya Han.
Wait, so she's like cosplaying and then they just like... Mm-hmm.
This
build...
is a fan puzzle is probably what it is. Someone probably made... Because you can make puzzles
out of
pictures.
No, it was a set. It was sets and then it had the display for it. And it looked like a Barnes & Noble because it was a big bookstore. Kevin's angry.
This is angering me, yes. Well, you know what? You can make puzzles. You can order puzzles.
You can
puzzles,
go online, yeah.
And
you
then
can make your
you
own
can
picture.
Just
and
stuff them in your backpack, bring them inside of Barnes & Noble, and just put them on the shelf and be like,
That's true. Yeah, I guess someone could have done that.
Yeah.
The picture I saw was funny.
Well,
it looked like
put it in the link dump? Because I need to see this.
Yeah, I'll have to find it on Facebook again. I just saw it scrolling through, and a couple people posted about it. They said they couldn't believe it either.
So. Yeah, I call shenanigans. I know
that's
she's
really,
big,
yeah,
but kind of puzzle weird. Big, that's a whole...
Puzzle
well,
big,
puzzles.
That's a whole different
well,
level.
She's
level.
No Sad Orange Kitten.
Right.
Yeah, I'll have to... I'll look at it. I don't know. Look
for
me.
Beatles White Album.
Do a search on the Barnes & Noble website.
They're the worst puzzle in the world of together.
Mm.
There's no color. It's white.
Right, it's just all white on white. Let's see here.
Kevin, what were you going to talk
about? Puzzle?
Yeah, the album.
Yeah.
Yeah. White puzzles. Just general costumes. I mean, we were just talking about those superheroes. I mean, those are lame cosplays. It's just a tight suit with fake abs underneath it. That's
well,
all.
It takes a long time to make, like, the Batman one, though.
Yeah, but it's just, it's all the same. There's no originality to it.
Nah, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about everything.
All right, well, I was going to originally talk
Kevin
about...
Kevin is stirring the pot.
Yeah, I'm just stirring the pot right now. I was going to talk about...
High on sass.
Daenerys.
Daenerys.
Oh, yeah.
Outfits.
Oh,
from
did
this
you guys
weekend.
Watch the six
oh, yeah.
episodes?
No, we didn't watch
it.
We decided to... We're not going to talk about spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers, so don't...
Someone
don't,
dies
yeah.
in the show, by the way.
No!
All what? Of them
no.
die.
Yeah,
they all die.
No, you ruined it for me. See, spoilers.
Anyway... yeah, we just watched.
Oh, she's got a hot
episode.
New
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so, new dress. I liked it a lot.
I think it might have been last season.
I don't know.
I don't remember. It's
no,
been a while.
Because this one was more square cut. I think last season was more.
It was drapey.
Here's the puzzle. It's a Barnes & Noble exclusive.
It's like a fan drawing.
It's a that's real not even, puzzle. Wait,
it's a real puzzle.
Is it a picture?
It's a Barnes and Noble exclusive. Oh, Kevin is like,
we know what Kevin's getting for his birthday.
I'm showing him proof, and he does not believe it.
I'm showing him the image of this guy on like puzzle, no. And there's even reflections of lights and everything, and he does not believe it.
Well, no, I'm not doubting it, but it's not a picture. I thought it was a photograph of her. No, it's just a fan drawing.
No, it's a photograph.
No, that can't be a photograph.
It looks like a really crappy photograph.
It's a photograph of a photograph.
This is Gaia Han. I don't know what
photograph.
No, it's too perfect. No, it's like they smoothed her skin.
Yeah, that's
to the
what
point
Photoshop
of,
is.
We don't smooth the skin to perfection.
No,
we show
I try not
real
to.
People. Hashtag something.
Hashtag real life pimples galore.
Hashtag no Photoshop. Hashtag no filter. Hashtag woke
anyways,
up like this.
This puzzle does exist for those who are on my side.
I never doubt the existence of the
fans.
We need a big stamp that goes boom solved.
We could probably find that somewhere. Just throw it in.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes, Kevin really liked Daenerys' outfit for.
Wow, jumping around a little bit.
Well, yeah, that's what we're talking about.
While they were looking stuff up.
And I don't want to keep talking about the puzzle. I don't know how to spell Daenerys, so I just spelled it really.
Daenerys Targaryen.
You could just tell it. You know, they have this technology. Okay, Google. Show me pictures of Daenerys season 6.
I think it's season 5.
Maybe.
Season. Yeah,
we'll it
see.
Might.
Yeah.
I spelled it right.
It's
wow.
Angry at you now.
Yeah, those are old pictures.
But yeah, we're looking at pictures right now. We'll put them in the link dump
sorry.
As well.
Sorry, it's quiet now.
Yeah, it's a. Oh, is it white?
No.
No. Here, scroll.
Anyway, eventually, and people can click it if they want to.
I liked it a lot.
It's like a dress with, like, leggings.
Wait, is this one?
Dress with leggings.
What's this? I don't remember this one.
You don't watch the show. I watched like 5 episodes
is
without you.
Is this season 5 or 6?
I think it's 5.
I think it might be 6.
I don't remember.
Well, here.
I'm pretty sure it's 5.
I need
5.
To catch up. I'm on season 3.
Oh, this one, yeah.
So, I need to catch up eventually.
Keep talking, boys.
Yeah, how
make
far behind are you?
I'm only on season 2.5.
I'm
not even done with season 3 yet.
Jesus, just power through it. Like, I didn't like...
But I hate it.
There's
God,
a lot of
it's
boobs.
So boring.
Just,
I know.
Just wait for the boobs.
The minutes of boobs can't make up for the 4 hours of life I've lost.
It's not
a bad show. Like, God, it's like, I'm just like, when's this person gonna die? Like, I can already tell this person's gonna fucking
no,
die.
I don't know. No, there's a lot of unexpected ones that you wouldn't expect. Spoiler alert.
Alright, this outfit
alert,
is
know.
Really
here's
hard
a,
to find and I'm not buying
yeah,
it.
Okay, that's
here's,
fine.
Here's
we'll,
a problem
we'll,
with that
we'll,
show.
We'll
watch it again and pulse the screen
I watched
cap
2 seasons. All I powered through them over weekend, like, 2 years ago. And now I've forgotten everything, and now I'm on season 3. I'm like, wait,
so
what's
cute.
This guy's name again?
Link, she's
right.
Just the cutest
right.
thing she ever.
That's you know, the problem you know? I have with it, too.
No, it's okay, like, listen, the season 3 is where it gets, like, really
but I'm watching
it.
Season 3. All I saw was the Red Wedding, and I was like, that's where I stopped, is the Red Wedding.
And then you got bored from that?
Well, I mean, I lost, I don't have HBO anymore, so I can't watch it.
You don't have HBO anymore?
I only have cable in my
oh,
new place.
Man.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I moved everyone, so you can't find me at my old place anymore. Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry, ladies.
Yeah, for those who wanted to stalk
sorry,
him.
Ladies.
Speaking of that, did you see the picture of the Wan Snow? On Reddit.
The what?
There's a guy. There's a picture that was on the front page that
yeah.
was like, it was called Juan Snow, and it was just the Hispanic man that was dressed as Jon Snow. Very well made outfit
yeah,
to say.
Good.
It was.
But then he left
Mexican
his,
Jon
the,
Snow.
He left
yeah.
his. Yes. It's
yeah.
pretty good.
Sorry, when you said Juan Snow, all I was thinking was like W-A-N. And I was like, I don't get it.
What's W-A-N?
I don't know. That's
WAN?
What I was like. I don't
yeah,
understand what you're
area
speaking
network.
To.
Yeah, Landport. But.
So, Rebecca,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get you to talk more on the podcast.
Okay.
Talk more,
but,
Rebecca.
But I don't know what to say to get you to talk more.
Talk about Swatch Your Face, and how's that coming along, guys?
Oh, great. We filmed one
it.
Episode, and it's not airing.
We have. I have, I have a backlog of work to do.
Yeah, no. He has to edit my B-roll video. I recorded too much, apparently. And
not too much.
It's going to make an awesome
well,
Lee cosplay
once
background.
I get done with the Kirkon pictures, we're working on the video. So,
yeah.
But pictures come
be
first because people
cam.
Actually are waiting for those.
Right. Nobody cares about us in the background.
Oh, yeah, Rebecca films the video, so that. I'm more excited
oh,
to
did?
Listen to Rebecca's video.
Yeah, she
was
filmed the day
that
you
the whole
there.
Time on the video.
Nice.
I did.
Yeah.
See, and I, yeah.
So
I think it'll be some good
news.
Whole
new perspective on this situation.
Yeah.
What's going on
yeah.
in there?
Yeah.
Whoa.
there'll be some shaky cam videos and some standard cam videos.
Shaky cam, and then there'll be like a lot of view of the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Going,
out of focus.
Bonk. Zooming around. Zoom in and out.
Okay, so I was doing this
please,
thing.
Wait, so real quick. Please keep the one where I zoom in at Kevin's face. Like, whoa.
Okay.
Keep that one.
Um. so when I was, you know, when I go through and edit pictures, I get mad at myself for stupid things. Like, if there's a picture out of focus, and I'm like, God damn it. I mean, it happens. It's just cameras can't get stuff sometimes. But I noticed with a lot of pictures for this one, or SakuraCon, like, people's eyes are looking elsewhere. And it's because I can't catch it because I'm focused on other aspects of, like, their body, like, posing them and blah, 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 blah. And I forget about, you know, I tell them where to look, but sometimes they look around or
so I've been hired to hold the squeaky toy. Maybe I'll be right there.
Look over here.
Hey.
No, it's pretty much, like, I was editing this whole set and I'm just yelling, where are you looking? Because I don't think I told them, you know, where to look or whatever. I was totally blaming myself, but I was just like, where, what? And I was like, eyeballs! And I was getting mad about eyes, and I was just like yelling at the pictures.
She erased all the eyeballs and photoshopped new eyeballs.
Like, crappy, like, paint shop, crappy, like, Microsoft paint ones.
Just a little bit bigger than your regular
eyeballs. So check your pictures.
Yes.
No, I didn't, I almost had to for one, but I didn't. Not. I mean, it would be their eyeballs just from a different picture, but it was one of those things where that's something I have to work on. But it was pretty humorous because I was like, why is this person looking all the way over here for no reason? Like, what is going on? And I don't know. It's hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because of this, it kind of spawned off a new series of videos that we're going to be making here of how to get more pictures out of
that's
your
just
photo
one video,
session.
Not a
posing 102.
No, we already have that one done.
Posing 103.
Maybe.
Posing, what is it, 2220?
102? What?
What's the next level in
it's
college?
Usually, well, 200. It goes 200 level 200. 2, yeah. But yeah, so we're going to be making another video. Keep your eyes out for how to get more pictures out of photo sessions with
us.
Wow,
that sentence was great.
Yeah.
I'll say it slower. It's...
Whoa, slow down.
Hashtag abuse Kevin.
Yeah. You got too excited.
I know.
Say it again.
So... because of somehow, sorry, I had a burp coming up. Because of what we had learned from this one, these photo shoots,
yeah, just
for the
people, comparing,
yeah,
you know,
We've kind of come up with a new concept, a new video to kind of help people get more photos out of their photo sessions. I know in our sessions we promise a minimum of 4 pictures and no real limit on how many you can
and
get.
I don't think anyone at SakuraCon just got the minimum. They all got above the minimum,
right,
which is great. And
but there are techniques that we have found that really help you get more out of them because, anyway.
More images in the end.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be covering that in a new video.
Sometime. We have a backlog of video.
Yeah.
So
we're also trying to come up with more content for the podcast. I don't know if you haven't noticed, but, you know, it's kind of all our stuff, but we're trying to introduce new things. We were thinking about doing a photography-specific area or talking about photography-specific
Kevin
things.
Kevin wanted to talk about photography today
because
there was that camera expo.
NAB photo show that came out this past
week. No, I have no
week,
idea.
Where basically all the major camera producers announced a bunch of new stuff. NAB is mostly for video people, so a lot of new video cameras came out. Canon came out with a new 4K compact.
Nice. And I told Kevin no.
Yeah, so
we have 4K right there.
Yes, we do, but
we're not in 4K now, are we?
We're not doing 4K anymore.
1080p! Woo!
I had to buy new hard drives. I spent $1,500 basically on just raw storage.
How many? I've been listening to talk about hard drives for
weeks now,
probably months now.
Yeah,
they've been
like
mopping
couple,
up quite a bit around
months.
Here.
Mopping up,
and you joke will be got by someone.
I don't know.
Do you get it, Rebecca?
Anyway.
What now?
Anyway, I've been doing a lot of research on storage facilities.
Yes,
because
and so I've been having to
all
listen.
The work that we do for you people.
Cosplay video, guys.
Yeah.
Yes. News.
I don't do any work.
No, Rebecca
I'm
doesn't
just
do anything.
Oh, meta stuff.
How
you know?
we get Kyle and Rebecca to come is by food. Usually we have pizza. Today we got fancy and went to Taco Bell.
Woo!
It's pretty top notch, guys.
Yeah.
Top notch.
There's still some burritos
food
in the background.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
eat
one.
I know.
The food
is always
in the background.
You can always judge us by what we've had. You can see the days that we have Domino's, the days we have Pagliacci's.
One day we'll have just like a live lobster like rolling around back there.
Or we'll get like catered and have a mini buffet at the
background.
Yeah, that'd
be awesome.
Well, Rebecca got excited about that.
We used to
do a
curry
buffet.
Craft services.
Oh, yeah, I did
want to
do a curry buffet.
Where's craft service?
Get a couple curries and then just have a pile of rice and have people just be like, I want
four different
curries.
Well, that would be intentionally in the background. So
I would showcase the curry.
Well,
yeah.
We'd have the
curry up here and we'd be in the back.
Just have them
with that one.
Like, the little once or the little methanol
campfires. Oh, the little burners. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it hot.
Yeah.
That's a good idea, everybody. Next week on no.
Yeah, speaking of Korea. Next week, Kyle, can you check the time for me? I forgot to check when we started. I think we're getting up there now.
We are at it's 1:54.
Kevin and the Time Patrol.
1:54.
Oh my god.
On the top scrolling bar. Anyway, 25. All right,
wow.
We still have plenty
you
of time.
You have 12 whole minutes to have your yeah, he's off today.
Yeah, well, I didn't check.
Uh-oh.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, wow.
He's intended to read it.
Just get off
Curry
the podcast.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like that name for some reason.
Curry Patrol?
Curry Patrol?
Make a TV
Patrol.
Show called that, Curry
Patrol.
That sounds racist, by the way.
It does.
I'm pretty sure British people... Something, something.
Seriously?
Indian people. Something, yeah.
Really?
No.
You know what?
They're Surrey people.
Even the South makes fun of people and calls them Curry or another's.
I still like Curry Patrol. Curry Patrol! And I don't mean it racistly. Boop, boop, boop.
Thank you, Tumblr, for ruining everything for us. No, I'm just kidding.
Tumblies.
I
don't really go on Tumblr anymore.
No? You just post stuff on Tumblr?
No, we barely post stuff anymore on Tumblr.
No, I used to spend a lot of time on Tumblr.
So what's the new thing? Instagram for both of you now?
Yeah,
Instagram's old, guys.
Insta is, and then people on my Instagram always like, follow me on Snapchat. I'm like, I can't get into the Snapchats.
That is kind of boring, in my opinion.
Well, it is boring.
Yeah.
Instagram, for some reason, is more interesting.
You can subscribe to Daily Boobs on Snapchat.
I thought that was Yik Yak.
Yep.
Thing.
No, Yik Yak is something different. Yik Yak is basically a giant forum that people are constantly posting to, and you only hear, but you only can hear, like, you can only see people that are within, like, a radius of where you
are. Well, I downloaded it to read it, and because we're near
a school.
You're
cheating on me
now? Yeah.
No, it's just like a forum. Because we're near a school, it's just so, everything's so stupid. And then people are like, I'm deleting my Yik Yak. Everything I said was a lie. Bye!
Exactly. That's not always it is.
Yeah.
Oh, the other thing, you know what's weird is, like, my school is actually, or the school I graduated from, is actually trying to ban it from the campus somehow.
What?
It's
how
like,
do you ban it?
Exactly. It's
how
like,
do you
like,
ban
it? Everyone's like, it was like, basically all like the sororities and fraternities are trying to say, you can't use this app anymore. You can't, that's like, how are you going to track
do they know?
That? Exactly. But they're trying to ban it because it's so stupid and like, it's dangerous and potentially...
What? From what I read, everything on there was really immature. It was probably, you know.
Well, it's because you post, it's just a public forum. You post bullcrap and you say, blah, blah, blah. And it's like,
well, and then people were mad because now you have a screen name on there and everybody can see the screen name. It's not anonymous anymore. So.
I wonder if people at cons use it. It makes me wonder.
Wait, what are we talking about?
So, okay. Oh, sorry. Yes.
So.
Those uninitiated to Yik Yak.
Yik Yak is just an app you download.
Well, I'm getting that.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
I don't care.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah,
go to
like UW campus is probably like everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. Well,
and basically, anyway, let's talk about what
Yik
Yak is.
It's
Yik Yak.
Okay, I'll say my point of view before I download it for a day and then deleted it.
You mean this cute little guy?
Yeah, the little oxen or whatever he is.
A yak.
Oh.
And then a yiks.
I forgot yaks.
Leave us alone.
Thing. Yeah, come on.
Oxen. Called Yik Yak.
Oxen Boxen is the off brand.
Slightly crappier.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Bless you.
Oxen Boxen?
Is that loud enough?
Anyway, Yik Yak.
You're still laughing about Oxen Boxen.
Hey,
I make myself
we're
laugh.
We're copywriting that now.
Okay.
Oxen Boxen. It's an app by me.
Oxenboxen.com. It's basically, it's kind of like this anonymous forum type thing, and you just can scroll through all these posts, and they just say stupid things. Sometimes,
like what?
Well, sometimes some people whine about their life, like, oh, I hate my life, you know, I'm so stressed about, you know, college,
school.
Or my boyfriend broke up with me, and blah, 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 blah.
Because kids in high school have the same anxiety levels as mental patients in the 1950s.
What?!
People
can either comment and be like, oh,
that's Tumblr. Off of it.
Encourage them. Or some people write like something controversial, like, oh, I just stabbed
Black
someone.
People.
I don't know, you know.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Just,
okay.
What the heck is going on over there, Rebecca?
So what's the advantage of this thing?
Nothing.
It's anonymous, and people, like Kyle and I were saying, people were writing fake things to get attention for no reason. I don't know.
It's because you can. That's why.
Yeah.
There's other apps like Unseen and shit like that, you know? Or
is there a satisfaction of being the top post on Yik Yak in your area?
No. You get the attention of random people you don't really know and that you really don't care about.
It's pronounced
to me, it's like a short 4chan.
Yeah.
It's like
a localized.
With no images.
4chan? Why is it taking so long to download?
Why are you downloading like three things?
I don't know, because I can never just get one app at a time.
Did you download Oxen Boxen?
I don't know.
It's just a picture of like Oxen just like headbutting each other and boxing each other.
Or maybe like giant boxing gloves with horns.
There you go. She's got. Okay, is this entertaining or feel bad?
We're
going to
Yik Yak. I'm sorry. So people can't see where we just download Yik Yak and we're going to
look at it here.
We're going to post stuff and post controversial things.
Because this is what young people do.
Well, I mean, that'd be interesting, like a local area thing for cons. I mean, think about that.
Yeah. You could have like if they're talking about the con, like, on
Scritching
Yik Yak.
Party at this location.
Scritching party? What's a scritch?
First time in Seattle.
Is it scritching or scratching or something?
What's with all the heroin addicts?
Yiffing.
Is it the weather?
No.
Okay, what is with heroin and young people now?
Okay, so it's because
heroin is an old timey drug.
Yeah, but now high school.
Cheap to get? Let me explain. Someone explained it to us. An 8-ball?
Heroin is an opiate. So the reason heroin is becoming popular right now is because a lot of high school kids have access to painkillers that their parents get, like through surgeries and stuff, like Oxy and stuff like that. Those are all opiates. So, because of the abuse of opiates and prescription drugs, it has led to heroin, which is the stronger version of all of those opiates. And that's why heroin is really popular right now.
So where did you get this said heroin?
It's everywhere.
I understand what the point is.
Oh my god, okay. One of the top posts on our local Yik Yak. Yak would be better if it was more like a localized 4chan.
Really? Are you serious? Wow. We are on point.
Take a screenshot and post that.
We are on point right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no pictures or anything.
It's just words.
Yeah.
Oh, Rebecca's upset because there's no pictures on Yik Yak.
Well...
Okay, if there were pictures, it would all be vaginas and penises.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, but if it's just words, it's just words.
Yeah. That's why I don't get it.
Boring.
Well, yeah.
That's why Snapchat exists.
This one says, I feel like I'm in fucking Jumanji.
Everyone's
just like, I hate Seattle.
That's the heroin I'm talking about, by the way.
Yeah. I just hate its inhabitants.
It's that heroin's a new thing. Heroin's pretty, like, that's pretty
and
high.
And then the Special
it's
Olympics
of
is
the
a hot
drug.
It says, I feel like I'm in fucking Jumanji. Now, that being said, all my support to the non-drun-wielding Special Olympic participants. Y'all rock so hard.
That's not like heroin.
No, it's just someone
that
bored.
Heroin
come, like,
whatever
shit.
Happened to classy drugs, like cocaine?
Yeah, so classy.
You know, an opiate.
Who is it? Wow, LA Kings. Class. Sports topic. LA Kings guy just got busted. The center
busted
in Las Vegas carrying heroin and lots of cocaine.
LA Kings. It was supposed to be the Seattle Kings.
When we're delving into sports, that we hit rock bottom.
All right, well, then that wraps it up for episode 13. Thanks for tuning in. Next
Rebecca's
week,
looking
we will...
at Yik Yak. The boys are talking about sports.
I'm drinking
my milk.
We digress. We digress.
So, there's nothing about all the points to wrap it up on.
Yeah.
And thank you for tuning in to episode 13. We will be
back next week for more interesting topics.
We'll be traveling.
For our curry bar.
For our curry. Are you going to do curry bar?
I want to do a curry. Is everybody down with a curry?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Curry bar next week. Be prepared.
Join us for curry. Eat your curry while listening to the podcast.
All right. Woo! Thank you.
Specifically Penang curry. Bye.
One type of curry.